We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Brian Scalabrine joining us here on the waitfor.com hotline. He's our radio.com sports NBA insider. You brought up Trae Young in the Hawks. Let's talk about the local team here. You know, Trae Young having a magnificent year, obviously going to be a starter in the All-Star game for the Eastern Conference. You know, how attractive is he making this franchise? When you see a guy who last night set a personal high in assists, and we know, I mean, he's, you know, now competing for the scoring title as well in that. How much more attractive is this franchise becoming? Because you see a dominant guy that if you came here, you're going to get the ball and you have a chance to really kind of build something here that's never been built before.
So here's my opinion on this one. I mean, no disrespect to Trae Young or the Atlanta Hawks. I'm not sure that guys are, like, really running to go fill Atlanta's free agent needs this summer. And listen, they're better than they probably were a year ago or 2 years ago to play it because they do have a dynamic player. And I think the NBA and everyone, you, me, everybody, we all recognize how dynamic of a player that Trae Young is. I think the question marks out there are, like, can he do more to help you win? Are you, if two dynamic scorers came there to go and play with Trae Young, it would still be Trae Young's team. Are they good enough to win an NBA championship? Now, I do feel like when you talk about the championship conversation, it's going to be really difficult to build a championship team around him. Not saying it can't be done, but sort of similar to the Philadelphia 76ers when they had Allen Iverson around him. You know, like Allen, but Allen was much more, you know, the NBA is so different. I don't want to compare Allen Iverson's defense to Trae Young's defense because, in general, the defense in the NBA has really dropped off from way back when in the year 2000. But can Trae Young defend his position? Can he do enough on the defensive end to impact winning? I mean, we're seeing right now he's one of the most gifted offensive players we have seen in a long time. He has the scoring ability of a MVP Steph Curry-like, and he has a passing ability of a MVP Steve Nash-like, but it takes so much more than just that to win, and it probably takes more than just that to attract free agents. Like, can he play off the ball? Can he have a dominating performance if Hunter is the guy that's going off? So there's a lot of question marks surrounding Trae Young, but there's no doubt that he's an offensive talent and one of the best we've seen in a long time. But winning is, it takes so much more than just being an offensive talent.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckman Show coming to you here live on a Friday night. Out on the WadeFord.com hotline, it is our NBA insider from Radio.com Sports, Brian Scalabrine, joining us here as we go over, take a look through the NBA. You know, it's interesting that you say that because the Hawks are going to be in a position this coming summer where they're going to have a ton of cash. They've really kind of set themselves up that, you know, despite what may or may not be, you know, obviously nearly as good of a free agent class as what it was last year or maybe next year, this is a year coming up where they're going to have a ton of capital. Is it one of those things that, you know, piggyback off what you just said, is it going to have to be then part of a money talks situation where you're going to have to try to outpay a guy versus some other teams?
You know what? Here's what they need. There's two things. They need to sign two free agents or trade free agents into their cap space. Like, you recognize how that works, right? Mm-hmm. You can just absorb contracts, right? You can absorb contracts, get draft picks. But more than anything, internal growth, so Herter has to play better. Collins has to play better. Trey Young has to play better. All these guys have to figure out a way to win. And I'm looking forward here. And then this summer, if I was them, I would probably overpay for a guy that you really feel fits into your team and overpay him for 1 year. So give him a massive deal. Like think about when J.J. Redick, they paid J.J. Redick $23 million to go to Philly. They had the space to use. They used it. And then from then on, he made like $12 million, $13 million. And he settled into a more prominent role according to his salary. But he was a perfect fit for what that Sixers team needed. So if I was them, that's probably what I'd do. I wouldn't go out there. It's not a great free agent class. And it's not a great draft class. So you have to show internal growth by your current players. And you have to sign guys that you feel like are going to help you win. You need to be relevant in April. You need to have America fall in love with this team. I thought America was going to fall in love with Atlanta this year. I don't know if it was their lack of defense or the John Collins suspension or whatever it was. But now, like, America has turned their back on Atlanta once again. Like, I really loved Atlanta last year in the second part of the season. I loved how they got after it. I loved all that about them. They dropped all that. Now, maybe, listen, there's a million reasons why. They need to get back to that. Then in 2021, they can really lure in and pay the big bucks to free agents, and we'll see what they end up with. It hasn't yet been a free agent destination, but it should be. It's a great city. It's got cultural diversity. It's got great weather. I mean, it's not L.A. or Miami, but the weather is better than the Northeast. So there are some advantages to being down there. Let's see what they do in 2020 to really prepare them for 2021.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.